Welcome to your favorite unadulterated channel, Amethyst Dynasty. I'm your host, Savoir-Faire, coming to you live and on the air, blessing you with fire you need to hear. So lend me your ear. And I hope everyone is doing swell on this Saturday, March 7th, in the great year of 2020. 2020 vision, clear cut and concise, in your face, action packed already. I know that we have several things to cover this morning, but before I go right in, I do want to go ahead and throw it out there that this channel, while to start it is free, to grow it will not be. I am doing this full time, and I would love to see some goals and dreams that I have for my podcast come to fruition, and possibly, well, frankly, I will be taking it to some other avenues, but that is not going to be free. That is going to cost. And if you would love to be a supporter, a subscriber, please feel free to donate. There are little points on the page where you can go and just donate what you feel your heart is telling you to. And it will be greatly appreciated if you want me to give you some promotional action. Let me know. I have no problem doing that and supporting others and their ventures into success. I think we should all be working together. So let me know if you, again, want to donate to my channel and see this grow and be bigger than what it is right now. And if you like to hear the truth, let me help you with that. Let me be that guide. Jumping right in. Before we get to the Karachi, the COVID disease going around, I want to give a heartfelt condolence to the family of Nathaniel Woods. He was murdered in Alabama the other day. He was supposed to be granted a stay in his execution so that they could delve into the facts and the evidence against him. Because he was innocent. The witness said he was innocent. The guy who did pull the trigger said he was innocent. And lo and behold, the judge in Alabama turned around and executed this man. He was a black man. We know in America how those things can go for people of what they'll say so-called African-American descent. And it's really tragic that justice did not prevail in this case, but honestly, that is no longer his problem. I pray that he is in heaven right now and resting. And to those that did create such an awful situation for his family, I hope that justice meets them soon. I think that it is a travesty and really kind of pompous to kill somebody as though we're God, as though we make those decisions, you know. And with all of the facts surrounding that case, I wonder what possessed them to go against the stay of execution that they granted him and to turn right around and kill him. To make the public believe, oh yeah, we're gonna give him a chance to be heard, and really do our due diligence to make sure we're not killing an innocent man. And then turn around and secretly and wickedly take his life. I wonder who possessed them, who gave them that right, you know? Especially because the gentleman that did, the guy that did pull the trigger and kill the three cops, he's still alive. It's just a lot of questions I have about that. And that probably will be a different segment because it's so much surrounding that whole case. When I read about it, I was just like something, it sounded like many loopholes. Like there were parts of the story left out purposely. So I want to probably look more into that at a different time. But again, my condolences to Nathaniel Woods' family. I am very, very hurt and sorry with you, and we're praying for you. Now, If you listen to my previous podcast from Thursday night, we talked about plagues and pestilences, and it was a connection made to some biblical scriptures and what's happening right now. Well, wouldn't you know that the next day, Friday morning, I woke up and I was looking at some comments that were left under my comment on another channel regarding the COVID, and someone found an article, and there are Chinese scientists that have linked a meteorite that burst over northern China and exploded and let off viral dust to Corona. What? Come on, somebody. Literally, there are Chinese scientists, they are saying that the meteorites are literally, when they burst over our air, they let off a viral DNA powder substance into the atmosphere. And inside that dust are viruses. So basically what I found, a meteorite burst over northern China last November, and they have linked the corona disease to this. Now, I tried my best to send this link to myself, right? To find it and make sure that I could give you the name. I'm gonna look again because it's kind of difficult to find it. And I wrote some points from it. I want to actually read it to you. So you'll have to give me, I'll just make a point to do another whole episode on that, and I'll link it to the previous one about plagues and pestilences, and you can, if you're interested in knowing what's going on, you can go to it yourself and get some more information. But basically, these rocks that are falling from above, and we know that pestilence and disease, viruses, are not from earth. They're sent from above. The Bible said it. Literally in Deuteronomy, that's what we read. You know, I hope that you didn't forget Deuteronomy 28. And it came down in like verse 21. Yeah. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee until he have consumed thee from off the land, whither thou goest to possess it. The Lord will smite thee with a consumption, and with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with a sword, and with blasting, and with mildew. And they shall pursue thee until thou perish. And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust from heaven. Shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed? And then lo and behold, it's like God wanted me to find this scripture, this article, because literally I woke up to an alert that someone had commented, and in the actual page comment section, there were people saying it's just a flu, or this is a bioweapon made in a lab. And the guy posted this article, and he made a lot of sense, because I said the same thing in my head, and he just went ahead and typed it. He was like, if anything, they took the virus from off of the rock that they found when it crashed and burst, and they took it to a lab and added to it other viral parts. They were in the lab probably trying to figure out what kind of genetic makeup it had, molecular, you know, biology were in these components that burst from heaven above. And we're playing around trying to find out who God is, and somehow it got out. Now that makes a lot of sense to me, but that is another episode. I don't want to forget whatever else I have going on today to talk about, because I definitely have a lot to say today. So we know a major, major, major thing is South by Southwest has been canceled. That if you live in Texas, you know that every year that is a huge festival. They like do movie premieres. I actually have been to it once. It is a lot. I think I went once and I haven't gone again because I got hit by a drunk driver trying to be out there, but that's another story. I'll definitely tell you about that. But it's canceled. Actually, they're saying all major events need to be canceled. And I think that people need to start paying attention because for them to cancel something of this magnitude means that this isn't just your normal flu. And then I saw this morning that they also have over 4,000 people quarantined in New York right now. That little case where the lady, I think she was a nurse, she ended up having the COVID, the first case in Manhattan. And if you've ever lived in New York, I have. I did my year there. I can make it anywhere. The lady in New York ended up having it, and Cuomo was on the TV, if you saw that first press conference, getting an attitude with people saying, she ain't in the hospital because she don't need to be there. I remember, and I just remember saying, ooh, okay, hottie, hot style. Keep that hostileness over there on the platform because this is serious, and people have a right to know why you have someone with a major contagious disease quarantined in their home when at an apartment building at that. When it's been shown that in China, if you paid attention in Wuhan, they had to clear out a whole building, an apartment complex, because they saw that through the pipes, the disease was traveling. And so one person on the first floor gave it to somebody way on the 10th. So, hello. Hello. Where is my gavel for a time like this, baby? Because I just have a lot of questions. But right now, so it went from the lady, excuse me, I got excited. It went from the lady, the nurse, who actually had traveled to Iran, being quarantined in Manhattan, and it jumped to some guy, and I think he is an Iranian traveler, he was an attorney that worked in Manhattan. He's now in the hospital in critical condition, and not saying stable anymore. He's in critical condition, he's in his 50s. And he gave it to his wife, his two children, I think it's two or three children, they had a family of five. He gave it to the children, the wife. They gave it to another family and their children. And they've connected him. It's now over 44 people. So now they've got a quarantine of 4,000 people in New York. And, you know, it almost seems unbelievable because, you know, I did call my brother, who's in Cali right now. Shout out to you, BJ. I hope you do great things out there making music. Give me my Grammy. Hello. I did find that when I talked to him, he said that where he is, which I think is Long Beach, it's not quite crazy there. Like people are probably shopping, but they haven't really told, they're not telling people things. So, you know, if you don't pay attention to the little things, you will be caught up in the big things. Remember, I always say preparation, not panic. So I don't really know if it's gotten to his part of California, but I do know that there are over 80 nurses quarantined in California that worked on, if I'm not mistaken, some patients in the nursing home that have been sick, and these people had on the correct protective gear. Yeah, the hazmat suit, the eye goggles, the mask, the gloves, she didn't say hazmat. That is me speculating. Because when I think of protective gear, when I see the CDC and hazmat suits, etc., I'm thinking, okay, these people are wearing that. So she wasn't specific on what her protective gear was. And it is a nurse. She wrote an op-ed a really scathing letter to, regarding the CDC and how they are handling the people in the nursing home and the people who have to help them. She's sick now, and they did not want to test her. They said, oh, you don't have a fever, you're okay, but now she's quarantined and she has it. And there's so little information on the 80 nurses that are quarantined. I'm afraid of what it really means. And not afraid like I'm scared, but I am very cautious, because that, to me, it's not adding up. If they're wearing the protective gear, I want to know, what is that protective gear that they're telling our medical staff to wear? And should they be taking it up to the highest notch of, you need to be in a hazmat suit, etc.? And if they had on the hazmat suit, what kind of freaking disease is this, right? What kind of viral product of meteorites, hello, from heaven above? That means they are not prepared. There's nothing that they can do. So yesterday we reached over 100,000 people infected. I think that last night when I closed my eyes, it was at 102 and up. Which I don't believe their numbers. I don't think anyone should. I think anyone with good sense, or not even good sense, just understanding of how governments work, it's about money. And if they were to say the real numbers, it's going to really crash the economy more than it's crashing right now. Right now, they can kind of manipulate and puppeteer things, I think, and keep it going a little longer. But if we really had the real numbers, I don't think that it would continue on to be so careless where people think it's just a flu. Now, there is some speculation over in the Vatican. I know that there is a person they're seeing has the COVID. But there's some speculation going around that the Pope is infected, y'all. If you were paying attention, he was going around kissing on people's babies, shaking hands, hugging, drinking from the same chalice, taking the bread with people on Ash Wednesday out there in Italy, where the virus has... It has blown up. Like yesterday, I think that they had over 780 new cases in Italy alone. I think a number of deaths, I think they were up to 150. These are their numbers that they're giving us. But I want everyone on this channel, I want everyone to please, even if you're not already on this kick, take into consideration, if this was just a minor flu, they would not be quarantining to the amount that they are. You don't quarantine millions of people in one city and shut down your whole economy for just a flu. People need to stop saying that shit. It blows my mind. It's just the flu. No, it's not. This is not some scam by the government to bring on the New World Order. I think that this is literally a biblical offense. And the article that I read, tied to the biblical effects, this is from heaven above. And either you're going to believe in the Most High, or you're going to believe in science. I mean, it is up to you. And sometimes science backs up. I mean, look, baby, I can't tell you what to think. I'm just here to give you information, so I'm not even going to get into that. I was about to do a whole digression of information, so let's get back to it. They think the Pope is infected. He has not been seen. They're saying he's under the weather. He's canceled all kind of events. We have not seen him since Ash Wednesday, okay? We're almost 2 weeks into, and we ain't seen the Pope no more. Questions? I want to know, what are they doing with the infected dead bodies? What are they doing with the bodies of the infected that have passed away? Where are they? What are they doing? They can't just bury them. They could infect the ground, the soil, the water supply, etc. Are they cremating? Are we going to start seeing some more Wuhan cremations going on? Iran is going bananas. You know, they arrested the guy that posted the pictures of all the bodies in the morgue. And then they had this pretty lady come on and try to distract us with her red lips and saying that, oh, these were just people that wanted to be tested. No, no, no. We saw the mass graves on Twitter with the lime salt. Stop lying to people. What are they going to be doing with these bodies? Are they going to be cremating them? Are they really allowing people to visit with their... Nobody's asking these questions. So then they tell everybody, wash your hands. Keep them clean. Wash your hands. What does washing your hands... How does that correlate to it being an aerosol and traveling through the pipes? And it can be on a surface for 9+ days. How does that? I mean, yes, people should be washing their hands, but I feel like it's kind of degrading to our intelligence to make it seem like if you wash your hands, you are above getting this COVID, because there are people who are just sitting next to others and they're catching it in the car. That's how the attorney in New York gave it to the driver of the taxi that was driving him, and he went home and brought it to his family. That's what I'm saying. Why do they keep saying wash your hands? We know to wash our hands, but I mean, I'm grateful that they're telling people this, but that has nothing to do with an aerosol disease, an airborne situation. So let's jump into spring break is coming up. Spring break is here. I'm wondering, so in my area, I know for a fact they have not canceled home spring break. I do know that the schools, they have kids that came from abroad that they are making stay home and quarantine 2 weeks from school. But that's a little concerning, because if you dig in a little bit more, you know that this disease can have an incubation period of over 14 days. There are some people who had no symptoms for almost a month, okay? They tested negative and everything, and then they went back and retested them and they had it. Such as the woman from Wuhan in San Antonio, who they tested twice. It was negative. She went out and was living her life, walking through the mall, eating, touching, talking, coughing, sneezing, breathing. And then boom, she had it on the third test. How many people are super spreaders right now? They're not telling us the whole truth. And quite frankly, that in and of itself lets me know how biblical this is. Because they can't take credit for it. They don't know what it is. They don't even know how deep it goes. Now, I have heard and read that there are more than one strain. One strain of this disease is immediate, and the other waits and hits you. I've also read that it comes in waves. You've got one wave, two waves, et cetera, et cetera. It never leaves your body. And what did we say in Deuteronomy? The Lord shall make the pestilence. And what is pestilence, everybody? An overwhelming, deadly disease that affects an entire community, a fatal epidemic disease. The Lord shall make the fatal epidemic disease cleave unto you until he have consumed thee from the land. And if you know what cleave it means, stick to you. This thing ain't going away. There is no cure. Now, I'm sure somebody will try to rebuttal me saying that all these people are healed. How? How do you know? Are you there? Are you reading? You've got literally our leaders, our world leaders, telling everybody it's okay. Everything's gonna be all right. There's no need to panic. It's just the flu, like Andrew Cuomo said, the New York governor. It's just the flu on steroids. It should make you wanna bang a gavel. What is a flu on steroids? What does that mean? So basically this thing, there's some talk that this thing, this pestilence, this plague has no cure. If you are someone with a weakened immune system, underlying disease such as kidney problems, and you're on dialysis, or you have HIV, or lupus, diabetes, etc., or you're really a lot older, the first wave will get you really badly. That's why so many elderly people or people with these types of autoimmune diseases are passing away or being in critical condition. But let's just say somebody like a 30-year-old or whatever, they get it, it kind of clears up, and they're okay. They think they're okay, but then boom, come the next season, it's gonna hit them again. But what it's doing is each wave is like a different form or strain of the virus. It's like a viral component of the last one, but it's a little bit different. Matter of fact, they're not components. It's like three separate waves, three separate diseases, the gentleman was saying that from what I read. And the second wave may hit you, but because of the first one that you went through, it's weakened you a little bit more. So I'd like to see how these people that they said are now cured. I want to see them. They're not even releasing names. They're not letting people know, hey, you were in a car with this person, or you were on the bus with this person, or if you remember seeing this person, blah, blah, blah. And everything is so private, but you've got super spreaders now. And as far as the preparation goes, I can tell you now, the area that I live in are not prepared. We have lots and lots of elderly people here, lots of people who are retired, people who have underlying conditions, and literally for 3-4 counties, we only have a fire chief and an assistant fire chief who are over the emergency management preparations. And when I called, they were not, they didn't really sound concerned. They were like, oh, it's a small area, nothing really happens here. So I left them my number and blah, blah, blah. But I mean, my God, what if we are not? And I'm seeing the signs up for COVID. I know for a fact somebody out here went to a place that, and before I go further, I'm not going to say where they went. I'm not going to say where they work. I'm not going to go into that for obvious reasons. But I know that this person went to a place that was affected heavily. It's in the middle of a shit storm. And they got stuck there, came back, went to work, was at work for damn near a week. And all of a sudden, they're not at work anymore. They've got to stay home in quarantine. Just that one person, but I mean, if you really think about it, it's a little too late for that. I'm waiting for the pin to drop here, because a lot of the people here are really wealthy and they travel out of the country all the time, cruises all the time. It's only a matter of time before we start hearing about it. And I wanna see how they're gonna handle this, because they're not ready. They've got 4 cases in Houston as of last night. I don't see them canceling spring break anywhere. I don't see them canceling any games or party. We're about to see where this goes. I'll come back a little later with some more commentary, some more news for you. And I want everyone to start looking out for what's going on in your area. Open your eyes. This is not business as usual. This isn't just the flu on steroids, Andrew Cuomo. Jeez, oh Pete. I feel like we've got a lot of idiots. If you're an idiot, you can run the government right now. They all get on the camera and smile and cheese it out for you, and they're not telling. I think if they really were to tell people, hey, we don't have any control over this, this is from heaven above, because we've done wickedly. They're not gonna tell you that. But that's another comment for another episode. I hope that you've enjoyed today's first show. I hope that you don't just take my word for it. You go and you read and study for yourself to be approved, a workman unto God that need not be ashamed. I hope that you are not panicked, but prepared. Not panicked but prepared. I hope that you take into consideration, if you have small children, what's going on in their schools, where are they going. And I really hope that people take into consideration that you should not be in large crowds right now, especially if you have a weakened immune system. It is things, you know, somebody made a comment and said that we're gonna be going right back to where, how we had to live 100 years from now. And I think that people need to start thinking about that, because if things shut down, if they were to close the ports because it gets that bad, how is that gonna affect us or you or your family? Think about it. And I'll be back again later. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day. I hope that you stay vigilant, strong, and looking up, because the kingdom is at hand, and I firmly know it. Have a beautiful Saturday, and I'll be back. Again, I'm your host, Savoir Faire, coming to you live and on the air. Blessing you with fire you need to hear, so lend me your ear. Amethyst Dynasty is here. Have a wonderful day.